Many times we are not only without God in the world, but also fighting against Him, as there is in every man by nature a carnal mind which is enmity against God. No wonder, therefore, that men abound with unbelieving thoughts, either saying in their hearts, "There is no God," or questioning, if not denying, His power or wisdom, His mercy or justice or holiness. No wonder that they so often doubt of His providence, at least, of its extending to all events, or that even though they allow it, they still entertain murmuring or repining thoughts. Nearly related to these, and frequently connected with them, are proud and vain imaginations. Again, sometimes they are taken up with angry, malicious, or revengeful thoughts, at other times with airy scenes of pleasure, whether of sense or imagination, whereby the earthly, sensual mind becomes more earthly and sensual still. Now by all these they make flat war with God. These are wandering thoughts of the highest kind. 4. Widely different from these are the other sort of wandering thoughts, in which the heart does not wander from God, but the understanding wanders from the particular point it had then in view. For instance, I sit down to consider those words in the verse preceding the text, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God." I think this ought to be the case with all that are called Christians, but how far is it otherwise? Look round into almost every part of what is termed the Christian world,